Lead yourself. Lead SA.
Now, our focus in Lead SA today is on the restoration of sight, as we welcome representatives of an organization that helps South Africans all over this country with free, high-quality primary eye care. I know you've heard their name before, Grace Vision. They've already distributed over 11,000 pairs of spectacles, performed over 1,600 cataract surgeries, screened the eyes of 46,000 children and 31,000 adults, and still counting. It's amazing work that is being done, and they've got a very special event coming up linked to Mandela Day. So delighted to have in studio with us CEO John Ray, as well as Yvonne Jackman, who is the person who's going to be doing the long walk for sight. Welcome to both of you, and thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Just as a starting point, John, can you tell us a little bit about Grace Vision and the history of the organization?
I can. Grace Vision has been going for the last 10 years now, mm-hmm. since 2009, working primarily in the Eastern Cape, in deep rural parts of the Eastern Cape where nobody else works, providing primary eye care to those who need it. Primary eye care from the provision of glasses and even the provision of medication, etc., to people, and also up to and including cataract surgeries for those who need it. The cataract surgery situation in South Africa has been quite severe in terms of the waiting period of people needing cataract surgeries. And what we have been able to do at the one hospital that we work at the moment is to clear that backlog. There are no people waiting for cataract surgeries in the area that we've been working for the last 6 years.
That's amazing. Which area in particular is that?
This is around the Coffee Bay area, mm-hmm. at a hospital called Zitulele. And we work now at the sister hospital exactly 67 kilometers away from Zitulele, which mm-hmm. is Kanzibe, which is equally remote. And we began working there last year. And we also hope to take care of that area within the next 4 or 5 years from the backlog.
I mean, that is incredible to be able to say we have completely cleared the backlog. How often do you hear that said? You never hear that said. And it's remarkable. What was the inspiration for the founding of Grace Vision in the first place?
I think just the need, primarily. We are a faith-based organization, but the need of eye care in the area, and it was some research that we did that just said there are people here who've never, ever had meaningful eye care in the area. To where we are today, where even some government officials are saying it's wonderful walking around the area of about 250,000 people that we serve, seeing people wearing glasses. They don't see it in rural South Africa anywhere else. And particularly amongst the kids in school.
Well, you've taken the words out of my mouth, because the impact on schooling must be huge.
It is. We did some research after we started also, looking and visiting at the schools, and we realized that not one child in class was wearing glasses, and we thought this can't be right. Mm. And so we began a program, thanks to many generous funders from listeners to this radio station included, who have allowed us to visit all the schools in the area, all the primary schools in the area over the last 4 years, to screen grades 1, grade 5, and grade 7, where we are able to then catch and treat any child who has a correctable visual impairment to level the playing field for them to be able to learn properly.
With a huge knock-on impact, no doubt. So do you actually distribute spectacles through the schools as well?
Yes. Every child gets a free pair of prescription glasses if they need it. And every adult gets a pair of readers if they need it, and also prescriptions if they need it. We take care of everything.
John, talk to us about the medical professionals involved in this. You've spoken about the role of the public in funding this kind of organization, but it takes a special kind of medical professional to commit to something like
this.
Well,
it does. You know, you have to have somebody who's really keen on rural medicine, and we have a number of volunteer doctors who come and do surgeries for us, do the cataract surgeries for us in our wonderfully equipped studio that I hope Yvonne will share a bit mm-hmm. of her insights on, but at Zitulele Hospital. And so we have a number of volunteer doctors who come and serve, and then we have a full-time optometrist who does the optometry screening in a vehicle that we have equipped. In fact, we've got two vehicles now that mm-hmm. have equipped specifically for mobile screening from clinic to clinic. And we screen up to 70, 80, 90 people a day people who need visual improvement.
I know from other medical guests I've spoken to with mobile medical teams operating in the Eastern Cape that that's no easy feat because the roads, for one, are a massive problem. Yvonne, I see you nodding. Let's bring you in at this point. Yvonne Jackman, before we talk about the big walk you're going to undertake, firstly, before we talk about the roads, tell us about how you came to be involved with Grace Vision.
Well, I got involved because my husband, Robin, has always done Grace Vision's promotional videos. And so I really thought that I'd seen the videos. He'd come back with wonderful stories. And so I thought I knew what was happening. But it wasn't until John invited me to go up to the area last year that I was completely overwhelmed by what Grace Vision has done and continues to do. My first day I went to the schools, and I'd love to tell a little story about Ulwazi, who was a 17-year-old boy in grade 5. John, I'm correct, he was in grade 5. And nobody, they just thought that he was stupid. And until Grace Vision checked his vision, and they realized that he was actually legally blind.
Gosh.
So they made up his very strong prescription glasses. And I just happened to be there when this child was given his glasses. And he was so completely overwhelmed that he couldn't speak. And it took, and we wanted to record his reaction. But he couldn't speak. He just, for about an hour, and eventually he relaxed and he could do that. So for me, that was one of the big excitements, and I was so privileged to be there at the time. Yeah. And then the next day, I jumped on the mobile clinic, and off we went on these really rough roads. So the journey up to the clinic is tedious, and it's long, and it's bumpy, but the spirit on that truck with the staff was just amazing. And we got there, and within 10 minutes of parking outside the clinic, they had swept it out, they had set up all the equipment, and after about 10, 15 minutes, they were screening the first person. So, you know, that for me was also quite incredible. And then my final day there was just mind-blowing. I went to the theater. Now, I am a trained nurse as well, and so I knew more or less what I was going to find within the theater inside the hospital. Well, the theater is not inside the hospital. It is in a park home, and it is equipped with really state-of-the-art equipment where the surgeries are done. And so that, at the end of the day, we went back to our accommodation, and I just thought, you know, there's Grace Vision are not getting enough exposure for this. The only way we can do this is to create something very different. So I suggested to John that I did a walk, and it happens to be 67 K's from the one hospital to the other. So we thought,
there's a sign.
There we go. That's the sign. We need to do this on Mandela Day. As it's turned out, I'm walking 25 kilometers on the Monday the 15th and Tuesday the 16th, and then the 17th I complete the walk, and then we go to East London where we are having a sort of a grand finale, a golf day. And so that's basically why I'm doing it. The reason being, and you know, threefold really, to create awareness, and to also highlight the vast expense that Grace Vision cover, and then finally, of course, to hopefully raise funds. Lots of funds.
You've missed one important part, was to celebrate your 70th birthday. I mean, there are not many people who would choose 67 kilometres of quite hard walking to celebrate their birthday party, Yvonne. But so it's amazing. So between Zitulela Hospital and Kanzibe Hospital, culminating in that golf day in East London, are you asking people to sponsor you per kilometre?
Yeah, there are a lot of options. Yep. If they go to our website, which is www.gracevision.org.za.
Yeah, cool.
There's a whole option. You know, the options of sponsoring me, sponsoring a child, sponsoring a school. So there are lots of different options. And whatever the option is, we'd be very grateful.
Do you have a figure in mind, or do you simply want to raise as much as you can?
Yeah, as much as possible. It's the first one. Mm-hmm. And so we're going in a little bit gently, but we'd like to make it really big next year. Okay. And you know, double, treble, whatever the income is from this year.
John, maybe you can give us an idea of the kinds of figures that are looked for in terms of the kinds of sponsorships everyone's talking about. How much does it cost Race Vision to screen a school, for example?
Well, what we have done, Pippa, on our website and on the sponsor page is we've used the number 67. So we've taken a few liberties.
Okay.
It is 67 cents per kilometer to sponsor Yvonne. It is, and people will have to check the website because I'm a little shady, but on the numbers. But I think it is like 6,700 rand to sponsor a school, a whole entire school to screen that school. A lot of variables in terms of what people can sponsor between the 67 cents and the 6,700. I can say that just this morning I looked at our bank account. Somebody just put 10,000 rand in our account for the walk.
That's amazing.
Thank you very much, whoever that was.
So they did that anonymously?
Yes. So it was fantastic. And I think because we are an ongoing program, you know, this is not a single event. This is an ongoing program, and it costs us several million rand a year to do what we do. So we are really looking for as much as we can get and the publicity thereof, and we want to make this an annual event, mm-hmm. The Long Walk for Sight. And can I just also briefly say that while Yvonne is there, we, strangely enough, and it was not predetermined, but we will be screening our 100,000th patient. Around Mandela Day. We don't exactly know when it's going to be, but that 100,000 patient, we're going to make a bit of a song and dance about them as well. So it's a celebration as well.
John, interesting question that's come through on our WhatsApp line, and I sort of kind of know the answer to this from previous conversations with optometrists, but I'm going to ask you anyway because it is intended with the very best behind it. Somebody asking about donating secondhand spectacles. Does that help you at all?
Absolutely.
It does.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just let me explain that we can't use the spectacles themselves, but we can use the frames.
Okay.
And frames are the most, strangely enough, frames are the more costly of the the specs. Yes.
So the frames cost more than the
specs. Well, frames are a fresh fashion thing. Yes.
Okay.
And so we would love if people were able to donate frames or use spectacles, we would love that.
What's the best way to facilitate that happening? Should they contact you via the website, or do you have drop-off points, offices in Cape Town?
We don't have a drop-off point. Many of the retirement centers are drop-off points because that's where people tend to support us, but they can call our office, 021-715-4944, and somebody at the office, Bev or Bob, will be able to tell them either we can make a plan to pick them up or they can be dropped off somewhere.
Was that 715-4944?
Correct.
Okay, so thank you very much to whoever it was who sent that message. Please just pick up the phone and make that call and ask them, and I'm sure those would be very, very warmly welcomed. On the SMS line, Dawn asking me please to repeat the name of the hospital and the doctors involved. So Dawn, the organization I'm speaking to is Grace Vision. The hospitals, plural, because this is the wonderful thing. It started at Zitulele Hospital. They've cleared the entire backlog for cataract surgery there. They've enabling them to move on to a second hospital, Kanzibe Hospital. These are all located in the Eastern Cape. And Yvonne Jackman is the lady, the nursing sister you've been listening to, who's going to be doing the actual 67-kilometer walk a little bit later this month. John, okay, so sponsoring Yvonne's walk, making a donation of used spectacles, how else can listeners contribute to the work that Grace Vision is doing?
If you are an optometrist or an ophthalmic surgeon, we'd love for you to volunteer to come and spend some time with us and to do cataract surgeries if you're able to. Otherwise, we have an amazing dedicated team up there that is, Yvonne will just say, are incredible. And we just need the funding to carry on. That's all we want. We want to be there forever. Mm-hmm. And so we just need the funding to carry on.
Somebody asking whether electricity supply is a challenge for you. I mean, to do surgery, you need good light to work under. Is that something you grapple with?
Electricity is a challenge, not only in load shedding, but generally speaking in the Eastern Cape, it goes off quite often. We do have backup equipment and inverters and generators, so during a surgery we can continue, but we cope quite nicely.
Okay. Somebody's asking the same question that's been ticking away in the back of my mind. Yvonne, what's become of Ulwazi? I don't know how long ago it was that he got his glasses. Have you been able to monitor how he's done since then?
I'm looking forward to seeing him when I go up now again. But his big dream, other than being able to learn, was to play soccer. So we're hoping when we get there to find that he's got into the soccer team.
On the soccer boots. I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share with us, Yvonne, about your experience or with Breast Vision?
It's been fantastic. I've been terribly privileged to have been involved. And another, you know, I think very often there's so much that spills over from the surgery. The one lady that comes to mind, she was also blind from a cataract. She had her cataract removed, and as a result, her granddaughter was able to go to school because her granddaughter had to stay behind and look after Granny. Yeah. And so that restricted the grandchild ever getting an education. So there are lots of different things. There was another delightful older gentleman who was interviewed, and he was so thrilled to be able to see because people were stealing his sheep, but now they couldn't steal them anymore because he could see who they were. So many
and life changing on so many
totally.
levels.
Totally.
I mean, it's inspiring work, and I'd really love to hope that Cape Talk listeners can help play a role in keeping that work going. The one thing you can do is go onto the website right now, gracevision.org.za, and pledge any kind of contribution, a sponsorship of an entire school at 6,700 rand. Sponsoring a grade is 2,670. You can sponsor an individual cataract surgery at 1,670 rand or sponsor a child's screening for 67 rand. 67 cents a kilometer. I think you've set that far too low myself, but that's the very small amount being asked to pledge in support of Yvonne's walk. Hope you've got a good pair of shoes ready, and our very best wishes go with you as you set off a little bit later this week, and not this week, this month.
Yes.
And please let us know how it goes, Yvonne.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pippa.
Yvonne Jackman is going to be doing the walking, and John Ray, lovely to have you with us as well to tell us more about the bigger picture of Grace Vision. Thanks, and please keep in touch and let us know what the outcome is of the Mandela Day celebration.
Thank you so much for having us.